Time now for the original Big Band Serenade with your host, Dennis Humphrey.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome once again to another Big Band Serenade. This is Dennis Humphrey, your host and your guide as we travel back in time, back to the best of the big band era. You're listening to the music of Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra, and it's Big Band Serenade time. I'm here to take you back to the best of the big band era. I hope that you enjoyed the Wednesday specials that we're going to be having from now on, for a while at least. It's called One Night Stand, and it's a great show. It's got great interviews with some of the greatest of the big band era. I hope that you will subscribe to our Big Band Serenade, and you'll get that feed on Wednesdays. Ralph Flanagan was one of the major figures of the big band swing era. He was born in Lorain, Ohio in 1919 and began playing the piano at the age of 17. He went on to learn to write arrangements and soon joined Sammy Kay and his Swing and Sway Orchestra as a pianist arranger. As all patriotic Americans during World War II, he joined to serve his country. 1942, he joined the Merchant Marine and became a member of the Maritime Band. 1946, he was discharged, and he became a staff writer for Perry Como, as well as writing for Charlie Barnett, Tony Pastor, among others. In 1946, he formed his own orchestra and began to issue records under his own name. Ralph Flanagan, he had a reminiscent style of Glenn Miller, and in fact, he used a number of the Miller musicians. In fact, he is credited with repopularizing the Glenn Miller sound, and he made many records, among our opening arrangement, Hot Toddy. We'll be right back. Toddy, it was a wonderful tune. Now here's a little bit about how it came to be. The Ralph Flanagan Band was managed by Herb Hindler. He was an RCA A&R man who had signed Glenn Miller to his final record contract before Miller's fatal plane crash in the English Channel during World War II. It was Hindler who encouraged Flanagan to adopt the Miller sound that led to his success. And Hindler also co-wrote Hot Toddy, which was recorded by many artists, as you know, such as Chet Atkins. Our next selection is another collaboration between Herb Hindler and Ralph Flanagan. It's Albuquerque, recorded on the RCA Victor label, 1953, with the vocal by Ralph Flanagan and the vocal group Singing Winds.
A new address for me. Gonna burn up the track, 'cause I'm on my way back to Albuquerque. Albuquerque, Albuquerque, here I come on the shy LA Express. Got a letter near my heart from your sweetest gal, and the letter near my heart says yes. I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one she loves best. She got a lot of mail from me. I'm the one guy she knew who knew how to spell A-L-B-U-Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E. Albuquerque, Albuquerque, here I come on the shy L.A. Express. Got a letter near my heart from your sweetest gal, and the letter near my heart says, yes! I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one she loves best, 'cause she got a lot of mail from me. I'm the one guy she knew, who knew how to spell A-L-B-U-Q-U-E-R-2.
Well, I hope by now you appreciate the great sound that Ralph Flanagan's orchestra had. Among the great musicians that were part of the orchestra, there was the talented young singer Harry Prime. In 1944, he had entered and won a contest at the 400 Club in Washington, D.C. He then went to New York and sang on the Chesterfield-sponsored radio shows. In 1946, he joined the Randy Brooks Orchestra, and he remained with Randy Brooks until 1947 when the band broke up. In 1949, Harry Prime joined the Ralph Flanagan Orchestra as a featured vocalist and remained with the band until 1954. During that time, he recorded 65 sides with Flanagan. Among those wonderful tunes that he sang, he recorded in 1953 on the RCA Victor label, Moon.
belong to me? Or is she fancy free? While you are gleaming, so still I would like to know.
Ooh, oh, moon. Oh, moon.
In 1948, the band had another successful recording. The vocals were Harry Prime and the band, Rag Mop. In the 1950s, the band was hitting its prime. Part of the band was the Singing Winds. It was made up of the Young Sisters, Harry Prime, and Ralph Flanagan. They had a wonderful sound, and our next selection is called I Belong to You from 1955.
me. I'll never run to someone new. I belong to you. Hold me close and I'll tell you why. I had a dream that just came true. I belong to you. This is a world so new to me, and I like what I feel deep inside. I'm glad so much love got through to me. It goes to show that you never know. Now with heart and soul, I'm at your command. Those who have loved will understand. Yours my whole life through. I belong to you.
Can you imagine being on the dance floor with the one you love? Well, I may not be the one of the best dancers in the world, but boy, I sure am a romantic. And to me, that kind of music would be just perfect for a wonderful romantic evening. Well, with romance in mind, Reverie in Rain from 1953. As entertainment, this doesn't get much better. This features Ralph Flanagan playing the piano.
Thank you.
As I mentioned before, in 1949, Harry Prime joined the orchestra. He immediately had a positive impact with a hit called Don't Cry Joe. Next selection continues with the wonderful sound of Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra, Some Enchanted Evening. Well, this brings us to the end of another excursion into the wonderful world of the big band era. I hope that you come again next week and join me as we go back to the best of the big band era. If you have any comments, you can always leave them at rmcomments@gmail.com. I want to announce that you can listen to the Big Band Serenade as a web radio station. I'll put the link in our show notes for the station, and you'll be able to listen to the Big Band Serenade 24/7, all the great shows that we've had over the last 4 years. I'm going to close the show today with a wonderful piece called Penthouse Serenade. Have a great week. Bye-bye.